Welcome to Real Flicks Reviews Movie News. This week we have Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston. This week's question is, favorite and most hated Ben Affleck movies? This is a James original, by the way.
Well, you got to throw me completely under the bus. I didn't want to do favorite either.
This is
just going to be the most horrible Ben Affleck film. You know, that's what I was going to go with. But Ryan, you know, got his Sandy Vag, and, you know, we're switching it up.
Ryan,
got an oyster there yet?
Do you have anything to defend yourself?
Yeah, I was mentioning to these dicks before the show. I choose to remember like the good things about people's career, and not fucking sit here and be like, oh, this movie was so shitty. I mean, look, he's done some universally crappy fucking movies, you know. But
we'll let Ryan defend himself after he picks whatever movies he's going to pick. We're going to jump straight into it. Baywatch star wants to play in the DC Universe's Batgirl.
Wait, what?
So this is
the Baywatch star. Who is this person? Baywatch star? Well, you can't say the name. That's nothing new.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's an East Indian name. Something Chapa?
Priyanka Chopra?
Yeah. So here's a question that I never thought of, and it's not been brought up as far as I've been seen anywhere online, is a Batgirl. I'm totally for a standalone Batgirl movie, depending on how they design the character. Now, if it's kind of the traditional Batgirl, I'm not for it.
What do you mean the traditional Batgirl? Well, are you talking about the cartoon or the ones that have been in the live actions?
I kind of like the live actions and even some of the cartoons. I want to see a Batgirl who actually can stand on her own versus, you know, the danger-prone Daphne type of character. I'm not interested in that. It's been so overplayed and overdone.
It's such a fleshed-out character that everybody knows, though. It's Barbara Gordon. It's Jim Gordon's daughter. She's so tied into becoming Batgirl because of Batman, you can't divorce the two. Have to introduce her into a Batman movie, and then she can have, like, a spinoff.
I'm down with that. I just want to see her character kind of stand on its own versus...
Sure, but it would be weird as shit just to be like, what the fuck, a Batgirl movie?
Was it Alicia Silverstone that played the Batgirl in
the
90s crappy ones?
Yeah, she was like Alfred's fucking niece or something like that.
Yeah,
it's the weirdest thing in the world.
Yeah, but I mean, that was the most standalone the live actions ever got with Batgirl, though.
No.
Well, but see, 60s. My point, though, is that the creation of the character was so tied into Batman that it's Batman and Batgirl.
Now, the question also I'd like to bring up, if they bring her in, do you guys want to see Oracle at some point?
I would. I would.
Because
like
I love
that.
The character Oracle. I always thought it was kind of an interesting change.
Yeah, the entire goal. And they've already done, you know, the Killing Joke animated special. So, you know, it's more in the zeitgeist than ever as far as how she became Oracle. So you can sort of allude to it, you know. But yeah, I'd love to see that eventually.
See, that'd be a badass.
But, you know, they've already done so much with Joker. I mean, it'd have to be a complete revamp. The way DC's going, it's not going to be in the cards that way.
Yeah, I have to admit, how they revamped Joker, I don't know.
There's an interesting theory that's being bandied about that Joker is actually Tim Drake.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's an interesting theory. I was my girlfriend was telling me about it the other day, and I immediately thought, because everybody was asking the director whether or not it was Jason Todd, and he's like, no, it's not Jason Todd, you crazy people. But he didn't say anything about it's not Robin. And Tim Drake was a Robin, and who was basically brainwashed by Joker and became the Joker in the Batman Beyond movie,
Return of the Joker. Yeah.
So there's some interesting coincidences in the movie itself in Suicide Squad, and I believe also a couple of things in Batman versus Superman, perhaps.
You know,
I think that would actually make it okay.
And you know, it'd be cool though. They could also tie this into Nolan's universe too, just a little, by kind of a nod and a hint.
Well, they don't want to.
I think
they absolutely do not want to tie it in.
Well, I think if they do it, if they have that being, you know, Tim Drake, I think that would be an easy out into that point and go, the Joker did
well,
it.
Well, the whole point of these movies, though, was to completely divorce themselves from the Nolan universe.
Yeah. That's what I kind of gathered.
Are they going to bring in the real Joker then? Or is it going to be...
They might. That's the thing. Is it could be a whole new Joker. It could be a whole new thing if they decide to go that way. But since that's the way that a lot of the other Batmans have gone, they'll probably want to give it some time. And, you know, they're jumping right for Darkseid with Justice League.
Yeah.
You know, so it's... I think they got a line. They're about 10 years ahead currently, the DC Universe. They're going to be doing Aquaman and then Justice League, or let's see, after Justice League, Aquaman. There's going to be a Flash in there, I think.
A Cyborg.
A Cyborg movie. Justice League 2 has already been announced.
Are they going to do,
you know, so
Martian
they're playing
Manhunter?
The long game.
I wonder if they're going to do...
I don't know if they're going to be bringing him in to maybe Justice League 2, perhaps.
So
I want to get something off of... I want to move on.
There's
from...
one more thing before we do. I have a death to announce. Oh. And it's an incredibly sad death from a fan of mine, because I'm a fan. Is one of the voices of Wallace and Gromit passed away. Peter Salas, the voice of Wallace and Gromit.
Really?
He passed away at 96, which is a good age.
That is.
But as a fan of Wallace and Gromit, I'm really sad to hear he passed
away.
Yeah,
I've been saying this. Is you're going to ever... Getting to the point where there's been so many great actors from our childhood that they're just getting to that age, you know, the late 70s,
yeah.
80s, 90s, and we're just going to have
this
happening.
I mean, yeah, this guy was 90, he was 96, though,
yeah.
You know.
That's a good long life.
That's a win, for sure.
Yeah.
And he left, you know, I don't know what else he did, but if he just did this, that's a hell of a legacy to lead. It's really quality entertainment.
It is. So I wanted to, I found a bit of news that is not superhero related.
Cool.
So we've discussed this before on the show that every 20 to 40 years, they reboot some of the classic movies, which is Dracula, Werewolf, Frankenstein, you know,
even though The Mummy looks like shit.
And I was going to mention The Mummy as well, but they reboot these every 40 some odd years about, and it's something that has been in entertainment for so long that it's just to be expected.
I would say what
the old school Universal movie monsters.
Yeah, I would say what they're doing now is brand new type of.
Well,
it's a brand new idea because this is the first time they've launched as much as they have been.
Well, what they're going to launch this time is something that has not been done in cinema history. So Dark Universe, which is one of Universal's little things, is going to be skipping Frankenstein and putting out Bride of Frankenstein before. So they're skipping the Frankenstein story and introducing Bride of Frankenstein. What do you guys think about that? Because I think it's a little bit...
I think
it's a little bit off, but I mean, are they just kind of saying, well, there's enough Frankenstein out there that you guys should know the story?
I do, because the last Frankenstein I remember was the Mary Shelley's Frankenstein that came out,
which was okay.
90-something. I think everybody knows Frankenstein. I think Bride of Frankenstein, at least for our generation, is not as commonly known. So I think it's perfect, because what you do is you could showcase the Bride of Frankenstein, and then through that you could do a Frankenstein movie, and you know,
see
him in there. And
here's the ones I'm looking forward to: Dracula, Invisible Man, Hunchback, and like Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, I think I heard they're doing the Elephant Man as well.
Was that a Universal?
No, this one. So. The Elephant Man story is going to be told on one of my favorite TV shows this coming year. American Horror Story is doing the Elephant Man.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
So that's the rumor right now, is that's what it's going to be. So that's something that I'm looking forward to, because I really love the way that American Horror Story does their show. And so I believe it's Evan Peters is actually going to be playing the Elephant Man, so... who was Quicksilver in the most recent Marvel film.
I also heard recently, and I don't know if this is in the news that should be posted on our Facebook page in the next couple of weeks, is I heard somewhere they'll be doing the Phantom of the Opera type of thing.
Oh, again?
in part of the DC universe or part of the Dark Universe or something.
Oh, Universal's.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The Dark Universe is wait, the Phantom
of the Opera. Phantom?
It was something like that.
Phantom of the Opera. Yeah, that was Universal, wasn't it?
Didn't
Universal do those movies?
I think it did. But I liked the one that they did, 10 years ago?
That, from everybody I've heard, that is the best one they've made.
Yeah, it's a fantastic film. And I've seen the actual Phantom of the Opera live down in Southern California at the, I forget the name of the place down there. Anyways, and it was fantastic as a kid watching that, and I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was a fantastic movie, very well done.
Yeah, it was Universal, and they are doing it in the Dark Universe. That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, so I'm excited that they're going to be trying to think outside the box with the way they're approaching some of the old classics.
Have any of you
have you seen the fucking trailers for The Mummy? It looks like dog shit.
Oh, I'm not talking about that one. I'm ignoring that one.
It's not exactly starting off on a best foot.
But this is something that we discussed episodes ago, how we wish it was, kind of like The Mummy with Brendan Fraser. Bring it into a better time period where you can suspend your disbelief versus modern day. I have issues with that. I don't think it's going to fit as well. And honestly, Tom Cruise is not exactly, in my opinion, the actor I would have chosen. I probably would have chosen an actor who maybe not as well known, but you can highlight the title character, The Mummy, more. Because everybody's going to say, hey, it's a Tom Cruise movie, and, shenanigans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my biggest problem.
All right.
Ryan?
Yep.
No comment? So talk about Tom Cruise.
Sorry, I was distracting myself by looking up Lon Chaney movies.
Oh. So have you seen, any of you guys seen Creature of the Black Lagoon and its sequels?
I have not seen the sequels. I've seen the original from the, 1940? Yeah. 50s
or 40s? There's 50s. I know there's one in the 50s because I have a box set of the three of them, the 50s.
Okay. That must have been the 50s. I've seen the first one from there. I wasn't a fan of it, though.
It was a little weird because basically, it's a giant fish creature. Yeah. The pacing was weird.
I liked it.
It's the original Aquaman.
I actually really liked it. I'm a huge fan of 50s sci-fi horror. The interesting thing to me is how they would do it because I don't think it's been... As far as I know, I don't think there's been a remake of that. I mean, maybe in the 70s, but there definitely hasn't been in the 80s and 90s. But I can remember.
I think the only one that I can think of was the one from the 50s.
Because there's three of them.
Was there a re-release with Technicolor?
Probably.
Because I think there was another one that I remember.
Because that's what I'm curious in how they're going to do it. Because as far as I know, there hasn't been any additional releases besides the three. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm always a big fan of these giant monster movies like this.
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan of any movie where they have to consult an ichthyologist.
So Neil Blomkamp's Alien 5 is totally dead. Because the latest Aliens movie bombed. It bombed bad.
Is it out?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was out.
See, this is the thing that seems to be happening that I've noticed. If the movie doesn't do as good or they don't think it's as well, or excuse me, it's not as good as the previous ones, they don't do a lot of advertising. They'll do like maybe a month and that's it. Like Jurassic Park, I saw stuff for like a year before it came out. So I think they knew it was going to be bad, and so I think they just kind of dumped it in theaters knowing so. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, but I don't know. I really like Neil Blomkamp, man. District 9, dude, that was one of the better breakout freaking movies that I've ever seen,
I was kind of
bummed that District 9, but I think it was like Avatar where it got way more promoted than it should have been. I think everybody was raving about how good it was, and then, the expectations were too high for it for me. I think that's where I was on it.
I'm
just kind of saying it the same as Avatar because everybody was raving about how great it looks and all this crap. So,
and ladies and gentlemen, we do have a Facebook page.
Oh, really?
We go to facebook.com/realflixreviews. If you have a movie you'd love us to do, even some news you'd love our spin on, let us know. You can also catch us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and more. And so the question is, your loved and most hated Ben Affleck's movie, and I'll go first. Probably my least favorite Ben Affleck movie would be Daredevil. And honestly, he'll even tell you it wasn't that good of a movie. My favorite one that he's in, besides the one he did with Matt Damon.
You forgetting the name, or you just
Goodwill Hunting?
Yes. Yeah. Like, I was hoping James would say it. I like Some of All Fears. I love that character.
That is the most random.
Yes. Yeah. I love that character. I was really hoping that he would, that would kind of, they do more of those, because I love how he did that movie.
All right, since I'm the biggest Affleck hater on this team,
yes.
I'm going to let Ryan go next, because I have backups of most hated films.
He's just a very hateful
Jew. Like I said before, people have done shitty movies. The one caveat I will say is I don't fault people for taking money for stuff. You know what I mean? Like, nobody sets out to make a bad movie. That being said...
He even loves the latest Catwoman movie with Halle Berry.
That's not the... Is that the most latest?
She was forced to do it.
No, I'm just saying...
That was in, like, 2004.
Yeah,
sometime.
But I'm saying... I was wondering, is that the most latest Catwoman film? I think it is.
Yes, it is.
I think it is, yeah.
I think she killed the Catwoman market.
Wow. Michelle Pfeiffer jump-started
anyway,
again.
So we're getting on tangent again, Ryan.
Yeah, so... That being said, it's very rare that an actor basically just puts it out on Front Street and tells you that I'm doing this for the paycheck. Paycheck is the worst movie he's ever done. And the reason I picked that one is because it drags so many people with it. That being Uma Thurman and what's his name? I'll think of it in a minute here.
I'm looking it up.
Aaron Eckhart. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great actor, by the way.
Yeah, not in that movie.
No.
Anyway.
No. Anyway, so that was
my favorite one. I do like Some of All Fears. I think one of the best performances he's ever given, though, aside from his recent sort of, you know, foray into stuff like State of Play and The Town, which were both great, but I still love his role in Chasing Amy.
Oh.
But by the way, thank you, because you guys said it was random, but I liked Some of All Fears.
So
no, look, it was all right. It was just, you know, like, he was still kind of young. I don't know if I bought him as a Jack Ryan. That's all.
All right. Yeah.
Part of it is because I love the character. So I got to give a little.
All right. So
hold on.
Yeah, this is my pick, which is actually pretty funny, because John and Ryan both picked my most hated Ben Affleck films, except for one. There's one that is beyond Paycheck.
No, and
beyond Jiggly. Although that was the
Ooh,
first.
I think I know where you're going with this.
I'm gonna see if Ryan can guess it.
Answer
is it Reindeer Games?
Oh no, but that is up there. The all-time worst Ben Affleck film, because it was a historical, supposed to be a historical film. Pearl Harbor.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
You took a very, very sad time in our nation's history.
A day that will live in infamy.
And shit all over it. I'm not going to hold back. You shit and pissed on it and set on fire.
That movie was so bad, it was two VHS tapes.
And
you had 20 minutes of goodness, and the rest just sucked.
And... just because, I mean, this is my pick, I figured I'd give two. I could give three. Most favorite films that Ben Affleck has done. Number one is Dogma. I love Dogma.
Yep.
I will always love Dogma. Number two is Gone Girl, which, if you guys haven't seen it, it's actually worth a watch. He did a fantastic acting.
The show.
And the last one that I will throw out there is Argo. So
yeah,
those were
Argo was great.
Those are three really good ones, and then a really bad one. I still can't believe you did Pearl Harbor.
See, Ryan, wasn't this better doing it my way instead of James's way?
Yeah, it's much better. I feel better giving him props for stuff. And I'll also like to point out that Ben Affleck was a shit in Phantoms.
In what?
In Phantoms.
Oh. yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna stop because I'm gonna go on a tangent of some of the really bad ones. And you, I can't.
Yeah, look, like you said, he's done bad ones, but he's done some great movies too. You know,
yeah,
so
yeah,
he's grown.
Yeah, he has. He has, but you know, I don't completely hate the guy.
I
don't like Tom Cruise more.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised. And what happened is Matt Damon kind of took off with the Bourne films, so I would not be surprised if Ben Affleck kind of had to try harder.
Probably.
Because Matt Damon skyrocketed.
Oh yeah, he did. He really did. Anyways, so did you have more news, John?
Joel David Moore to reprise his role for Avatar sequels. Now, we were talking about Avatar a little bit. I didn't hate Avatar. The biggest problem I had for Avatar is it wasn't so much hype for about how good the movie was, but how the movie was made, which is generally for me,
trying to get to.
Generally for me is the flag for this movie sucks, so we hope you love it for its technology we invented for the movie. It's okay. It's a little too much hippie crystal gripping nonsense to me a little bit. I love the basic story. Just a little weird. And I'm an anime fan, and I think it's a little weird. But overall, I just hated the fact it was marketed as the best movie ever made because we invented motion capture and did this and did that. And, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like my theory if you're in the movie theaters, the more trailers attached to the movie, generally, the worse the movie is.
All right. So I got a little bit of news. One of my first silver screen crushes is actually returning back to the screen. Helen Hunt, who I always loved everything she's really done.
Well, I thought it was Jessica Tandy.
Who the hell are you talking about? Who's this? Anyway, she's coming out to do a horror film, and she's going to be the star in it.
Seriously?
Yeah, called the I See You.
Whoa.
There's not much out on it right now. It's in the rumor stage. But the whole synopsis from IMDb is strange occurrences plays a small town sheriff and his family as he investigates the disappearance of a young boy. So there's not much to it, but I guess it's a horror film, and she doesn't do that very often.
She doesn't do a whole lot of anything.
I mean, the most horror film that I could think of that she's ever done is Twister.
I'm happy. There must have been an amazing script to get her to come out.
Yeah, because she's...
Well, I mean, she's done stuff maybe now in the last couple of years, but she's been in some things lately.
Well, the last one I think she did, was it Elysium?
No, Damon? Actually there's...
No, she's been in stuff. Wasn't in Elysium.
No, I thought wasn't... Oh, no, you're right. That was a... Yeah, wrong person.
Anyways, there's some stuff that she's credited with doing recently. Candy Jar.
Yeah, some lower budget, lesser known stuff.
Yeah, Shots Fired, Please Stand By Me, things like that, where I'm kind of sounds like Hallmark Channel stuff, but, you know.
I'm just happy she's coming out. Liked her.
Yeah, I always really liked her as an actress. I mean, as good as it gets, fantastic film.
So Hailee Steinfeld is in talks to star in Transformers spinoff Bumblebee.
Why? Everybody likes Bumblebee, but why?
Because they're making money off of putting the shit in theme parks now, dude. I mean, it's just well beyond a franchise.
That's it. They can make more money off of it, which in the end,
basically,
that's what they're for. I mean, that's why they have so many Terminator movies.
Yeah. And it's the safe bet for the studios, you know, and that's the shitty thing is, and you know, here's
cool with excited.
It is these, you know, the Fast Fives, the Fast Twelves, you know, what's eventually going to be the Fast 37s and the Transformers 92s. Those are the ones that actually make room for the slightly,
are those
you know,
be the
like,
Vin
hey,
Diesel
we're just going to give
ones?
This.
It's,
I mean, who knows, but
it's
you
pretty
know, geriatric
much,
Fast and Furious.
Yeah. It's pretty much, you know, Spaceball 2, The Search for More Money. I mean, it's...
Hey, but my point is it might
honest.
Give people... It might give people who otherwise wouldn't get the money a chance to make something based off of the success. Like, hey, listen, we just made $1 billion, so here, young director, go make some cool shit.
Yeah, you know, I... The older I don't really like, for example, I don't really like the Fast and Furious movies. I'm not a big fan of the Transformers movies. But no, I agree. You know, you can't blame somebody for making money. Somebody likes them somewhere. I'm definitely not the audience for them anymore. If this came out in the 80s, like the original Transformers did, I would have been the first person to line. I know it.
I just hope that the money that these studios get like that actually goes into making some art every now and again.
My biggest fear is all they're going to rely on is these giant tentpole movies and the age of like the 80s and early
on them.
Well, no, see, I'm afraid that's all they're going to do. You know, like the 80s and 90s and 70s, you had some movies that were long shots that made it. Like Terminator was a long shot.
They made it after a long period of time.
I guess
you know,
time,
like the real genius making $13 million in the box office and then becoming a cult favorite, making untold probably hundreds of millions of dollars in DVD sales. But they don't want to play the long game. They want to be able to make a chunk of money and then do stuff with it. Make a chunk of money and do stuff with it. If things pay out in the long run, cool. If not, it's not what their game is.
See, I'm kind of hoping, like Glenn Close, for example, the reason she was in the first Guardians of the Galaxy is they gave her so much money it allowed her to do independent projects. Now, if they do that, and like you're saying, I'm totally game. Get a really big movie that's definitely not in my wheelhouse and have some amazing movie. You know, I'm totally down for that. But I just don't see them doing that. I really don't. I'm hoping. But this
I would say they can't pocket all the cash, but fuck knows I'm wrong on that.
Well, considering, Forrest Gump didn't make any money, according to Hollywood accounting.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, is Hollywood accounting is such a tricky fucking thing. But hey, if they are keeping the money, you know, take a chance every now and again.
I mean, they're just going to get caught for tax evasion later on. I mean,
no, it's all right. They have, you know, they have $100,000 dinners and...
I mean, you got Wesley Snipes. I mean,
no, Wesley
go
Snipes.
Go for Steven Seagal now. I mean, try to get him on a diet.
Wesley Snipes just had bad advice. So
what happens when you hire Johnny Cochran?
Jeez, I guess the glove fit. So this is a little bit of a shout out to one of my all time favorite anime series, Record of the Lodoss War, is getting a needed re-release this summer. Allegedly, it's going to be yes, needed. I think
is that you or their
article? No, it's actually the article. By the way, this is Forbes, by the way.
What?
This is a Forbes article.
Funimation
has done it again, announced that it will be re-releasing the classic Record of Lodoss War in the West this summer. The pack contains the original 90s OVA and the following on TV series. While the format will get a Blu-ray version later on, will be only available on DVD.
Okay, hold on. Let's just take a step back. Did you say Record of the Lodoss War in the West?
In the West. No, the West, as in being United States.
Oh, okay. Not like it's set in a Western town.
No, that would be even more weird.
So you're going for like desert punk?
No, the reason why I like
that anime up.
The reason why I love Record of Lodoss War is this is hard edge fantasy. This originally started, whole story kind of started as like a Dungeons and Dragons thing. And I'm actually not kidding. It's one of, not the, but it's one of the things that introduced me into anime.
I mean, he had to bust out the big guns to get me in it. I mean, Berserk and Hellsing. I mean,
so like the first anime I ever saw.
X the movie first, though. So
yeah, don't if
yeah,
you
don't
want
do that.
Okay, so if you want to watch X the movie, watch the first episode of the TV series. Explains the whole thing.
Yeah.
My favorite, the one anime that actually got me into anime was the original Vampire Hunter D on the Sci-Fi Channel's Japanimation Sundays. The other one being The Lensman. If you haven't seen it, it's entertaining. It's not the greatest, but you know, it got me into anime. So,
why don't they do something like, God, what's that one with the witch?
Witch Hunter Robin?
Witch Hunter Robin. Like, why don't you guys, like, do something for that? That one needed it. Like, that one was a fantastic show and it only got one season. Come on.
Well, there's a lot of anime that I've liked that only got one season.
That's true. But...
Not all of them are like Aurora Battle or Dunbine.
Or what was it 12 Kingdoms?
Well, the worst thing about 12 Kingdoms is the lady who wrote it died, and they didn't finish it, I think, right.
No, they definitely did not finish it right.
So
not as bad as Evangelion.
It once you, you know, if you watch it once, it's good. It's not one of those ones you want to watch again.
Okay.
In my, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have to do an anime episode of movie news, or maybe we'll just do, you know, a special edition of Real Picture News. Ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston, as always, thank you for listening / and or watching.
Goodbye.